Shalom. This is Billy Brim, and I want to greet you all this morning and thank all of you who came to Autumn Assembly. It was just so marvelous, so wonderful. We read the love passage every day from 1 Corinthians, and the Amplified called it up out of our spirits. And I'm telling you, we had Wednesday through Monday people who were walking inside out with their inside, their love for God's love is shed abroad in their hearts. And it affected our prayers. They were so effectual. Every meeting was effective. It was so marvelous. So I trust that we'll continue to do that as we're, walking our daily lives. And this morning I wanted to, I believe I'm led to read this scripture to you. It's 1 John 1:1, and this is it in the English Standard. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. Of course, John is one of the 12, and he's talking about Jesus. We touched him. We looked at him. We were with him. And verse 2, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message which we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. What we're supposed to emphasize today is that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you so that you too may have fellowship with us. That word fellowship is koinonia, and it means partnership. Partnership, like in a business. That which was with the Father was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that, in order that, this is the purpose, you too may have fellowship with us as partners. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father. God the Father, creator of all that is, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So he's telling us there is something available to us. And it is a fellowship working with God as a partner. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message which we've heard from him and proclaimed to you. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now I'm going to read that from the Amplified. We are writing about the word of life who existed from the beginning, whom we heard, whom we have seen with our eyes, whom we have gazed upon and have touched with our hands. And the life was revealed, made manifest, demonstrated. And we saw and are testifying to and declare to you the life, the eternal life, who already existed with the Father and who was made visible to us, his followers. What we have heard, what we have seen and heard, we are also telling you so that you too may realize and enjoy fellowship as partners and partakers with us. And this fellowship as partners and partakers that we have is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. I have never, in all my years, I have been born again since I was 8 years old, and I'll be 83 in December 6th. I've never seen anything what we've been enjoying. We have been enjoying a fellowship as partners and partakers when we're actually hearing God. And I, in such a plain, direct way, and I recognize that and I believe that. And I, today and at noon, out at Prayer Mountain, I'm going to call us, myself included, to, I don't know what I want to say, to recognize what's happening here and to give it utmost and first place what God says to us and make sure that we're getting, I know that this is an interpretation of what we're praying, but there's also a message in what he gives us. And I want to give it the respect, the honor, and the attention that it's due. Let's do it. Praise your name, Father. Praise your name. Holy, holy Father. Holy, holy Father. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Max, I want to confirm you're on the line before we begin.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Villa and everybody. I'm here.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just so thankful to the Lord. Just so thankful to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Oh, Father, we just praise you and praise you and praise you. Lord, I just, it's just, it's past, we can't even wrap our minds around the fact that you, who created heaven and earth, the sea and the skies, and all that in them is, every star in the reaches and vast reaches of space, you whose word is eternal. Oh, God, to think that you would let us hear you. You would let us hear your thoughts, that you wrote them down on paper, your holy written word, Father, how we are thankful for your holy written word and how we are thankful for the gifts of the Spirit. We're thankful for Jesus who shed his blood that we might have this eternal life and that the Spirit of the living God might live within us. And then, Father, you, oh, my goodness, Father, you gave us a way to pray that's past our heads. I do not forget that year, that spring in 1967, when I first spoke in tongues and how I'd drive down the road speaking in tongues and, oh, the wonder of it all. And it's still a wonder to me. It's a wonder, a wonder, a wonder, a wonder. And now to get to share it with this, more than 1,000 people on the line today, Father, and all of us praying and lifting our voices to you, and you giving us utterance. Oh, Lord God, none of us know what is the most important thing to be lifted to you today, but you will give it to us. Every person on this line, every wife, every mother, every husband, every son, every daughter, sister, brother, oh God, your child, your children, your sons, your own body. And so we ask the head of the church to give us utterance, that the Father would have us speak today. Oh, Framakila Danya Nikola Bapita Nopitashkada Pitala Gombila Kode Bele Bakura Makishko Shibato Shibato Frande. Oh, Frani Kalagala Bahashana Nakohole Kele Makara Matanya Nikola Kadala Batita. Selevando Nokoho Barakala Kalakadinya Nokohole Vibratora Makara Katishko. Shene Mako Fretanya Nagida Tota the Bibabo. Ilibeta Halamakaka Nakora Dashon Deligabra. Mastionto. Cavide Borovalva, Bashene nel nombre calabatito. Gobale vrande le moquabi, donde le macahala biccioni ni capra. Lola digna na cahala gamba la cora macahala callandi de comprati de gondosca. Scende varutesche danya na cucole vetata. Abrio doni ni calabalamba alle macara malicote. Vivra doschi den diandoro godohle macara ma colocole vignano no copri calacapito. Me pa linda fia magoria ma calacaladino no cojedi de capragi de caprama no coracacito. O le belli andolo gobrede, le mahala makora makaya na kola capito do gobrede, candia le cobre cala doce danie, Nicola binangolo cambino no cobre. O halamaki, tandolo cobre cali, to tombi, ma cala 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 bagne na kola cambito. O shene kahala batita de gonda de makali pekati de kote bala makara pakate. Ishando lo kovi bala kombri kala kafita. Nene makara de li kambraki de godovi makola ki fatto. Ishatora makita de gohole vede ni unyombri kala kabala bakandia ne kola kapabe. Ishine morotishko dondi ne makala kale dinye ne ko bala babi dian no ne ko brekanya ne ko lakabito. Kale manyora makala mamambe la kora makito lo kombre ke le kamanya ne ko la baba. Ishine makwebro ne ko le melakobra kala kabandye ne ko lakababa la konye ne ko lakevede bedanya ne ko lakadidabra. In ia votesche de bellatura, ma hala vitagna no cola balabagnena cola calabaciode de calabariande. Misciato. Calibato, ma no cola chita. Patavasciande le cotore de capi. Mene ma cobre de le cabra ma cala cola bigiano no cola chiedibapo. Le bagno le cola macaia le cola galavigno le cola balla baha niene cola bacalita langalita coscina cala bahala bacanga de coto scettata che scettata de coho la capana catone ne coho le vetale papare ma cola coto tiene compare catinia ne cola che papa Vicino il nome, cala cala bala bora, ma cala catinia, non compra tutto, da casca dec. Vicino l'ho bacca, ma le coco, precala cafambra, godosche, dinjanker, godosche.
Pifrando.
Ah, mica halapi, ma no cola bicato. Che bella tutta, ma la coca è pallita, la gomba la cagliano con la bitagna. Shishato don do gombe la capa. Shishato magaha la gala gadanya ne kole gabele baperi o nongi le babele itanya ne kole pitanyo. Bebarati makota ma se niene ni kako. Ebele itanyo no koho babarati ne kabre. Kefra ne kele kaha bapash koto do koho brakin jana kala kale tito. Dile ba pa jon de digo ba balatanya ne kala kapa bara kotosh kete pra. O kala pratish katan che de kala kapa pide kahala kange.
Kufrata golo helebeli under gohobra kala kala dinga no kola kapapi, na kola kapapi, na kola kapapi. Peloteshka donji di gabra makila ganye ne gohobabi na kora makaya na kohole nika. O la bababa anye ne kohole metala para makala kalita anye ne gohobele tatya. Pele prende le cosche di già, tutto coco scelte, di conto scende di capra calacobre, mi calacombi te capa, e non nonni e ne coco le vette. Cafra ne coco la bacca, na le tata. No, 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 non c'è di coco scelta. Che li battoria, ma calaca fritto, non compri, calaca tapra, becco coppecce. Dici ne ma qua vado a comprendere di capala cacaia non coho le vita. Ma fridagno non coho le vita. Ma scodora ma cala cacchita. E bella tua ma non ghele bagno non coho le vitato. Cali ma cora ma caha agne ne cola cala gabagne ne cola cambila gambre da scodora. Me le bagnora ma caha la chimia non coho le malita. Lo le baianda le coho le bacahania ne coho le bele bacara nanio ne cola chidada don gerica da breme ne cola chipa se niene cora ma caha la calacchina ne coho le bele balade combre ma la cahaia ma cola cahaia ma cola cahaia oh frandi le cahasche macito macito robissato robissato robissato. Oliva diete, ma non te combratti le gadahashoni. Kiriba, ma non che le pitta. Kide gora ma kahala bitto. Gerebrando scata, precara gata scata, non c'è di goto scettata. Kilibratori a malaka tito to goho shanti to goho palaka kafe karaka tanchi to goho shetta. Kovre deli mangola kafra me kala tashka to la makaya na kala kali to la gombre kato malakito malakito. O Britannia no goho braba kala kala dinyo no goho vecchiato jeda la makitanyo no goho Britannia. E da malacatito, malatehando, oh bilata, bilata, bilata. Si le bangiano con le becca, ma ha finito, non ho niente, di gopa la cacca, ma la mamma non ha cacca la battita. Ora, ma cacca, ma cacca la codagna, ne colloca la vada moria. Mehenya karaba kala kala donye ne kola kabala kala kamara tanye ne kotashko. O levatara nyada la mito. Kweta shote. Kivranga na makahala bito la kopre naki. Widanya nakala baha shene bile bagora makahala gadiene nikalaba. Gora batito da gabalida da gombera katashke da la kabaria nono kolibato. Lelebato, lelebato, lelebato. Malidonya nakala baha laginyo no kola kabito la gombarita. Kereba. Non si calava pitto, dopo un baracca tascatti, calavara con dendie, delle calava caprina, con le codifra, ma calava la cette. Dicendo lo cocore capra, la tata cocore campito, cocina na cala calabatania, na cocore catambre, tascatancia, le godo cora peccalia, e le vedi on topri, cala cahavra non non compri, cala calabignano non compri, cala calabita da godosca di bratta. Con le vendiano non cohore capale, canciando da godosca di capa. Oh, me ne macca, ti appare, ti tangia.
Che balacota nienekaka. Kolevatora, kolevatora, kolevatora. Kambidakka da kahalakaka. Ah, nienekalati, nienekalati, nienekalati. Per toshka tereka prakti, de gotoshke danche, de gotoshke tipra, malakopre. Malakopre nako, de kopre manje, de kapahala tote, de bashita. Elibatora, mashkatora. Shanye vitala, maholutata. Adibali atora makahala kabre na kola katitra makoshet. Makoshet in makali tanyo. Vivaratto, maligondia, kalivatero, ambilaka nahina. Nobraki nanyinero, 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 nanyinero. Wavido la makito la gavito la kambabi, mashohoneka la makahara makahala nanye, elevele burata la kalabakuta la gavidama. Mejoto, mejoto, mejoto. Ba pranye ne kohulabata, ba kalimakora makahaya. Ejene makora malakaya na kalagandia na kola kavita, ala mahara makola gada le bonchene kalagaba, krende le gao, ramashko, bo, rande, pa, ha, niko, lande, via, nande le gabra. Shotanya, shotanya via, shotanya via na kole be, ando do gobranye, Malito toro makala kadinya. Elevatoro makala halati. Kerivandoro makahala kalitata. Bishato, 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 bishato. Teribanga la kabina kohle vele boro makala kalakadanya nikola kalabahala makala katanya nikola tiba. Vuvrene magejo do balakaya non dele cabrati pro copracinia na con le vettagna. Kise ta cabre te hele capapi na con la canganga esce de balakatashka. Paha nene ne calatito. Kirebaha yana nanya na kora na halati anaya naya. Kashkatora. Kirebada papaya. O lebahala bakaya. Malakatito. Ashande de kapara. Kedevangione kalakapito. Oh, precious, precious, precious Lord. Dearest one, thank you, Father, for the great, 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 great Psalm 103. That magnificent Psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, his kindnesses. He forgave all my sins. Thank you for that, Father. He healed all my diseases. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you.
He redeemed my life from the pit. He crowns me with chesed and mercy. He satisfies me with good, so that my youth is renewed as the eagle. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all your benefits. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I'm here. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name of Jesus. Did the Sovereign God, the Holy One of Israel, speak with us today?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for revealing to us. Thank you, Lord, for speaking
Amen.
To us. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving
Amen.
Me the,
Amen.
The utterance and give me the courage, give me the words that you move my mind, you move my hand. I don't know how you do it, Lord.
So we thank you,
Lord.
That you do.
Thank you. Thank you, God, Father. Listen to my friend. Because I am speaking to you.
Well, thank you, Lord.
Listen to my friend, because I am speaking to you. God always had a plan for you. Yeah, that's what I have here. God always had a plan for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hebrews 11:1. Then after that, faith and trust. Faith and trust. Faith and trust, underline it. It was strong, still strong. The next line is one word, completion. This one is strong also. Completion.
Completion?
C-O-M-P-L-E-T-I-O-N?
Yes, completion.
Completion, yeah. Here it comes again. Info. Completion. Info. Completion. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. Next line, no delay, no delay, no delay.
Write it down 3 times?
Write it down 3 times, yeah. No delay, no delay, no delay. After that, Habakkuk 2:3-4. Or Habakkuk. That's how I read it. 2:3, chapter 2, verse 3-4. Don't worry, I am with you. Don't worry, I am with you. You know, this really never happened before. While I was reading, don't worry, I am with you, I just heard the Lord reading it or telling me this in a very soft, gentle voice, like, don't worry, I am with you.
And that's enough, if he's with
you. Yeah, don't worry, I'm with you. This is the next line. This is the appointed season. This is the appointed season. End with a D, E-D, season.
This is the appointed seasoned.
Season, N. End with an N as
well. Oh, appointed. Season. Appointed ends appointed with a D. Season.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the season. Appointed season.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This book again. I mean, praise the Lord. I love this book. When I pronounce it, it's not. Galatians 6:9. It will be my time. Underline that. It will be my time. Next line. There is time. It's not a time. There is time for everything. There is time for everything. Then Ecclesiastes 3:1. Yeah, chapter 3, verse 1. My glory and spirit to my sons. My glory and spirit to my sons.
To my sons, plural?
Yes. My glory and spirit to my sons. Romans 8:14-22. Romans chapter 8. From start with verse 14 to 22. You all speak in tongues. You all speak in tongues. For no one to understand me. For no one to understand me. But I reveal to you. So you got that. There's three lines. I'm sorry, I should have said next line. So you all speak in tongues. That's a line. For no one to understand me. That's the line below that. And then the next line, but I reveal to you. And after that, First Corinthians 14, 1. Okay, I have here, the Lord give me one. Through verse 40. 1 Corinthians 14, 1 to 40. It's probably the whole chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Next line. You belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. Next line, it should be done. And this was strong. It should be done. Romans 8, verse 9. my power. Okay, so this one here, you need to write power three times. My power, power, power. So write it down. My power, power, power. First Corinthians 14:13. You just give us the whole thing, but thank you, Lord. You just have to be obedient here. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 13. No, next line, no doubt, no doubting, no doubting. And no doubting is strong. No doubting. James 1:6. James 1:6. Believe that I am doing all in all. I thought it's all in. It is all in. Okay. But there's all after that. You got excited.
Believe that I am doing all in all.
Believe that I am doing all in all.
Mm-hmm.
For your nation. So that next line. For your nation. And my nation. This is very specific to two nations here. There's no S in the end. For
right.
Your nation and my nation.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I love this verse. Mark 11:24. And he gave this one to us before. Mark 11:24. Just make the effort, church. Just make the effort, church. Next line, keep the knowledge. Keep the knowledge. 2 Peter 1:5-7. 2 Peter 1:5-7. I am your bread and hope. I am your bread and hope. John 6:35. John 6:35. Live by faith. It is written. Sorry, it's written. ITS, written. Live by faith, it's written. Romans 1:17. Romans 1:17. Next line, and have peace.
And
I don't think this is P. And to have
and
peace.
Have peace.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.
There's US Israel after that. It doesn't say United States or U.S. and have peace. U.S., Israel, and have peace. U.S., Israel. Romans 5, verse 1. Romans 5, 1. Wow, thank you, Lord. I will make you great again. Wow. Then after that, Psalm 18, verse 35. Keep praying, church. Keep praying, church. Next line. I will do all for you. I will do all for you. Trust in me. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. And of course, I'm getting out my concordance on my computer. Listen to my friend, because I am speaking to you. God always had a plan for you. And I'm going to read this in the King James. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith and trust, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Completion, very strong, in full. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
That was King James. I am going to read it now in the ESV, the English Standard. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. I'm going to use that one when I write it down. It will come to pass. No delay, no delay, no delay. Habakkuk, or some say Habakkuk, 2, 3, and 4. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end, it will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, let me see, it was 3 and 4. Behold, his soul is puffed up, it is not upright within him, but the righteous shall live by his faith. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't worry. I am with you. This is the appointed season. Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
This is the appointed season for us to reap. It will be my time. very strong. There is a time for everything, Ecclesiastes 3:1. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. Matter and thing are the same word. I'm going to do that in the King James. In the Hebrew they are. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise his name. Hallelujah. Now, let's see. My glory and spirit to my sons. Romans 8:14-22. For all, this is the New American Standard. For all who are being led by the Spirit, these are sons of God. You have not received a spirit of slavery, leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing, the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption, into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You all speak in tongues, for no one to understand me, but I reveal it to you. For this I'm going to use the King James. 1 Corinthians 14. One through 40. All right. This is going to be a chapter about the spiritual gifts.
Yeah, it's long. I'm looking at it.
It's long. And one thing to understand when you go to this chapter is that from 1 Corinthians 7 on, Paul is writing, he's answering a letter. 1 Corinthians, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 7:1. So you'll understand what's happening here. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote me. Now, from 1 Corinthians 7 on, the church in Corinthians is doing something that has always happened, and it's been recorded for 1,700 years. It's called the responsa, and that's where a group of people write questions to a rabbi, and he answers them. And it's got a name called responsa, and they have written them down. There are thousands and thousands of volumes containing these questions and answers. So from 1 Corinthians 7 on, you have to determine which is Paul's question and which is the Church of Corinth's question and which is Paul's answer. Now the first one is 1 Corinthians 7:1. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, and here's their question. It is good for a man not to touch a woman. Well, that is not God's will. You have to know that's a question. And then Paul answers it with God's answer. That's very important when you come to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 34. And I'll talk to you about it when we get there. But we'll begin with 1 Corinthians 14:1. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God, for no man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Now he's going to go on, and he's going to talk all through this chapter about tongues and praying in tongues. And here he comes. Let's look at him in 1 Corinthians 14:6. If I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you except I speak to you by revelation or knowledge or prophecy? And he speaks of having an interpreter. 1 Corinthians 14:15. What is it then? Well, let's go back to 1 Corinthians 14:13. Let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. Then you go on down. And in verse 14, 26, he's going to talk about believers' meetings. Now, verse 14, 34 will throw you if you don't know that Paul's writing a letter. And this is their question. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. If they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Now, that's their question. Here is Paul's answer. What? Came the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant still. That's his answer. The question was, let your women keep silence in the church. It's not permitted them to speak, as also saith the law. The law doesn't say anything about that. The law means the Old Testament. Deborah was a prophetess. God never apologized for that. And Huldah was a prophetess. Deborah was a judge. This was their question. And we know you can tell a question when it's out of sync with the rest of the Word of God. Many, many women spoke all throughout the Bible. So I just did a whole teaching on this for 3BI. Uh-huh. But you need to understand that that's their question. Here's his answer. What? The Greek word there is rubbish. Came the word of God out from you only? Now, that's just a question in there. Then he goes back to, they've asked him all about spiritual gifts. Any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant still. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, forbid not to speak in tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. So that's 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 through 40 is Paul answering their questions about, speaking with tongues in the church, really.
Okay.
And prophecy, etc. You belong to Jesus. It should be done. Romans 8, 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. We belong to God. We're in the spirit.
Yeah.
The spirit of God dwells in us. Mm-hmm. my power, power, power. And then 1 Corinthians. No, he's emphasizing one verse.
Yeah.
Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. So that's what he's talking to us about. We're having interpretation here. We've been praying in tongues, and we're getting an interpretation. No doubting. James 1:6. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Now that was the King James. I'm going to see what it says in the ESV. Ah, this is the one I'm going to use here. Because it uses the exact words, no doubting.
Yes,
we... Okay. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind.
Hallelujah.
He's just been talking to us about tongues and interpretation. I think he's talking to us about not doubting what's happening here.
Yes, I have the same revelation. Praise the Lord.
Don't doubt this. Recognize that it's God and honor it. Pay attention. Believe that I am doing all in all for your nation. I believe that's the U.S. And my nation.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's Israel.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this one I'm going to get in the King James because we know it so well. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just make the effort, church. Keep the knowledge. 2 Peter 1:5-7. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Now let's look at that in that. That was King James. Let's look at it in the ESV. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue. And they say that that is also could be translated excellence. And virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I am your bread and hope. John 6:35. I am the bread of life. Well, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Live by faith, It's written. Romans 1:17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. And have peace, U.S. Israel. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Actually, this verse means that mankind was separated from God. Peace means whole, W-H-O-L-E. And he made us connected again with God. He made us whole again with God. I will make you great again, Psalm 18:35. You, this is ESV, you have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
That is so good. The word salvation, of course, is Yeshua. And often he calls him his right hand.
Yes.
Your gentleness made me great. He is our shield. He's God's right hand. He supports us. And his gentleness made. All right, that is in the ESV. I think I'll read that in the NASB, New American. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand upholds me. And your gentleness makes me great. I'm going to read it in the King James. Thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. Oh, that's so good. Hallelujah. Now, he's just spoken about the U.S. and Israel.
Yes.
I think he's talking to them as well, the countries, the nations. I will make the U.S. great again. I will make Israel great again. You have peace with me. Keep praying, church. I will do all for you.
For you.
Trust in me.
Trust in me.
Hallelujah.
Must be the last when the Lord gave us, I am your bread and hope. I believe, of course, everything is great, but it's going down to, this is just the revelation I have from the Lord here. I don't know if I should say it, but I'll just go with it this way. He's telling us here in Mark 11:24. I love this verse. I preach about this verse almost all the time. He's telling us to stay in faith and keep the effort.
Exactly.
Church. And then he's saying, I am your bread and hope. And when he gave us Peter, 2 Peter 1, 5-7. There is something going down the line here. There is a message going down the line here for us, for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And for
mm-hmm.
both nations,
mm-hmm.
don't be going out and just hogging food. This is what I'm getting here. Like, just stay in faith, believe, keep the knowledge that He is the Lord, and He is
mm-hmm.
with us, and He is your bread and hope. He will keep you fit, and by faith,
He will sustain you. Exactly.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and He said, "It is written." I mean, this
mm-hmm.
is. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. There's mm-hmm. a lot today. We just need to go over them again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he gave a great deal of emphasis today to praying in tongues.
Yes.
And to tongues. In fact, he gave a whole chapter about it.
He gave a whole chapter. And mm-hmm. he said, but I reveal to you. He uh-huh. said, for no one to understand me, but I reveal to you.
Mm-hmm.
These are the lines before that.
I'm just going to read his statements, and of course, you can go back and read the scriptures with it, but here's just the statements. Listen to my friend, because I am speaking to you. God always had a plan for you. Faith and trust. Completion in full. It will come to pass. No delay, no delay, no delay. Don't worry, I am with you. This is the appointed season. It will be my time. There is time for everything. My glory and spirit to my sons. You all speak in tongues, for no one to understand me, but I reveal to you. You belong to Jesus. It should be done. My power, power, power. No doubting. Believe that I am doing all in all for your nation and my nation. Just make the effort, church. Keep the knowledge. I am your bread and hope. Live by faith. It's written. And have peace, U.S. Israel. I will make you great again. Keep praying, church. I will do all for you. Trust in me.
Wow, hallelujah.
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 Praise his name.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I will see you at noon.
See you at noon. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.